Welcome. Cliff and I are taking our turn as part of the collective to bring tonight's community call together. Joan and John are on a well-needed respite. I think they're still in Hawaii enjoying themselves. We had a great time in Hawaii, all of us.
Yes, we did.
So we have volunteered to do tonight's call. So there's a couple things that I'd like to do first, and that's let's get rid of all of that. I'm speaking to me more than anybody here. All of that nervous energy of technology. It's not working. It is working. And let's take a couple deep breaths. I'm going to just do a simple grounding. And I'd like to add with that grounding, just breathe in, breathe deep, breathe it into that heart center, and then just exhale and just let everything flow out that is not in the highest good. Let's just let everything out. Let's not label it. Breathe in. Let's take a couple deep grounding breaths. Focus your attention inward. Just release that outward. Now let's put our attention inward. And with the next breath, let's deep concentration on that beautiful, beautiful prana. I mean, just beautiful golden light energy coming into our physical body. Just feel it. Don't just think it, but feel it. And as it comes in, let's let it go all the way down past our fourth chakra, third chakra, second chakra, first chakra. Let's take it down past our feet. Let's go all the way into the earth star. And feel yourself deeply connected into Mother Earth. Let's let go of everything. The stress of the day. Any aches or pains that we might have, let's let Mother Earth take that from us. And with the next breath, let's breathe in that beautiful, nurturing, warm, comforting energy that is Mother Earth. Let's allow that to come through our feet. Let it wash over our legs. Bring it into our torso. Allow it to give you a big, big bear hug. And then let's focus on the next exhale. Let's focus that energy to continue upward, sharing a portion of that nurturing to the fifth chakra, seventh, eighth, ninth, tenth, 11th, 12th, 13th, 14th, and now beyond, all the way to the grids above us, and connect ourselves firmly. Find your spot on that grid. We're an incredible collective, individually just shining brightly. We form this magnificent, absolute bright beam that is our collective. And now take another deep breath and bring that energy back into the body, feeling the structure. Feeling the collective surrounding you. Feeling that warmth, security. Feel yourself belonging. Feel yourself in this crucible look around you. We're all here. Feel one another. Don't just think, but work on feeling one another as best we can. You know that feeling when we all get together for a meet and greet and everybody's got big hugs. It's good to see you all. Now let's re-enter into our conference call. Let's try to stay in the crucible throughout the night, connected, individually bringing our brightness and our own personality, but realizing that we are both. We are simultaneous. All right. Cliff, you want to say hello?
Hi, everybody. What we'd like to center this thing on tonight, and I'll get into that in a little bit, but I have been able to consistently stay in happy and joy. And the word joy has always been one of my favorite words, and I have a couple of things I'm going to read later about that. But Joan wanted us to discuss Facebook and using Facebook and connecting more to there. Jody, you want
to? Yeah.
Why don't you talk about that?
Okay. One of the topics that we'd like to kind of present, it's nothing new. It's something that we've all worked with, and that is, this is a community call. We've become a community, and we'd like to, kind of put it out there. What would you like to see more of in our community? We're starting, we're three sessions into the new year. We're heading towards our conference, and, we've been together, all of us together for what seems like lifetimes, but in this lifetime, we've been together for years. I know that there's a group that's joined together to make this bigger group, looking forward to everybody in the physical. But meanwhile, what can we do? And we've done a really good job so far of developing into what exactly is a community, which means, some of the recapping is that we've learned how to share with one another without bringing problems or bringing solutions or bringing personal issues into the group collective. And, so that's one of the things that we've evolved in, or I'd like to use the word matured into as a group. And so that's just one example of how we've evolved. We're sharing on a deep level. We're going in and we're being vulnerable with one another. We're feeling safe. Nobody's going to try to fix me, so on and so forth. But at the same time, what I would like to add to the group, we'd like to hear, suggestions from everybody throughout the night. And this, of course, is all of our call. Just because Cliff and I are facilitating, it's just that somebody has to kind of get together and do the control panel. And it takes a whole bunch of us, as a matter of fact. But we are a collective. And especially on this call in particular, it's a group call. So we're going to throw it out there. What, in your opinion, would you like to see more of as a community, as a group? What can we add to the calls? What can we not add? What, so on and so forth. And I'd like to start by adding a suggestion that I've got, and that is that I have a passion. It's helping people one-on-one, assisting them in their ascension, helping to clear. I like to work clearing entities. I could see them, most of them, easily. I'm a life coach. I do all kinds of these things on a semi-professional level. But what I'd like to do is I'd like to throw out to the group, and I'm gonna ask that everybody, if they want to join me in this, to feel free to to also do this, but I'm going to place it out there to anybody and everybody in the group. I am available to work doing what it is I do best with you one-on-one as a sister, brother, part of the community, which means no charge. Sure, there's going to be, you know, a thank you or maybe, you know, whatever you give back in a hug. You know, there is no need for an exchange of dollars anywhere in this mix. This is not solicitation for anybody. It's an offering because we have each other's back. And when I get stuck, the ones that I go to are the other alchemists. I don't go to a therapist. I don't go to, you know, I don't go to the palm reader down the street. I go to you guys. And so I'm going to post what my specialty is. So, I mean, if you've got some, you know, inner conversation that you want to work with, you know, that's my specialty, call me. I might not do everything. You know, I don't do horoscopes and stuff. If you're looking for a horoscope reader, maybe somebody else in the group will pop up and say, hey, I read horoscopes, and then you connect with them. And I'd like to be able to kind of have a platform for all of us to openly share. You know, when somebody's sick, we have a group, a very close group, and it's like, okay, everybody put your healing hats on, and let's kind of get together and send good energy, send some positive energy. And it really, really helps. And that, to me, is what community means. When somebody's got my back or I've got somebody else's back, it's that we do what it is that we do freely. So if you guys have any suggestions or like that, don't like that, you know, throw that out there tonight. If you've got any other suggestions or you want to add to it, that would be cool, too. So that's kind of where we're going to start, and then I'm going to throw it out there to Cliff to bring up a topic from there. Then we're going to open it up to the group and just share. Be who you are. Share who you are. And it's going to be kind of just an open format tonight. This is our group. It can morph into anything we want it to. Hey, Cliff? Yep.
Okay. So we know that when we come from a place of happy and joy, that you're going to be a more successful manifester. And I have found the last few months as we've done this work, I've been able to just wake up happy, being in joy and happy. And so the word joy has always, joy is a state of being. It's not something you go find. And as most of you know, happy is a choice, like anger is a choice. You make the decision to be happy, be in joy. And so, as I said before, joy has always been one of my favorite words. And so, you're all familiar with Abraham Hicks. So, and I'm going to read them. You are joy, looking for a way that your purpose is joy. That's who you are. And so if you're always reaching for alignment with that, you're always on your path, and your path will take you into all kinds of places. We will not deny that you will not discover miracles and create benefits and be involved in creation, and that you will not uplift humanity. We will not say that you will not find any satisfaction in so many things that you create. But we can't get away from the acknowledgement that you are pure positive energy that translates into the human emotion of joy. There's another one that they put out a long time ago, and this is from May 2002. Everything exists for joy. There is not one other reason for life than joy. We've got nothing to prove to anyone because nobody other than all that is watching. In other words, we're not trying to get brownie points from some other galaxy. We're not trying to get someplace else. We're not trying to get it done because there is no ending. We cannot get it done. Everything exists for the purpose of joy in the moment. I have those posted on my refrigerator and on the wall in my bedroom, and I read them regularly. This last piece is from Peggy Black. If you,
Cliff,
yes.
you're fading in and out and hard to hear. So could you please readjust your?
How's that sound?
Better. Yeah.
Better? Okay. So there's an author named Peggy Black. She wrote, she used to be, some of you might be familiar with Morning Messages. Anyway, she wrote this piece called Be in Joy. Joy is the elixir for all things. Bring more joy into your task. When you radiate a vibration of joy, however mild, there is a shift in response within your body to pass. This will create a different message to your body, and you will shift the usual stress responses to your work and busyness into a more conscious, relaxed state of mind-heart. Become aware of the stages or subtle frequencies of the emotional vibration you label joy. There is ecstasy, rapture, bliss, jubilation, delight, happiness, cheer, gladness, and pleasure. Practice the different frequencies of joy. Be delightful. Celebrate the small wonders all around you. Rejoice with your breath. Smile for no reason. Just smile into the moment. Allow new face muscles to be discovered as you smile into your concerns and worries. Find cause to laugh, giggle, or radiate cheerfulness. Practice being lighthearted, carefree, and elated about the miracles in your life or the miracles of the moment. Be happy, be bright, rejoice, and enjoy. Be in joy. The skill of maintaining an attitude and frequency of joy is a most important skill. Imagine that you have a joy muscle and you have not exercised it enough. You need to stretch it, expand it, and fully express it. Allow joy in any form to precede you. Smile as you answer the phone, make a meal, and pay your bills. Smile into the mirror each time you look at your image. Smile at your reflection. Smile as you are falling asleep at night. Practice smiling even when you are thinking. Place your awareness in your heart when you smile. This is a powerful alchemical practice. The simple act of smiling from your heart will attract more joy, bliss, and happiness into your life. The tasks will flow easier. Your body will respond by being relaxed with less stress. The worries will evaporate. The tasks will be completed with ease and grace. Joy will clear the way for incredible miracles and expansion. This is a wonderful skill to practice and use that will enhance everything in your life. The energy field that radiates from joy will transform any experience, activity, outcome, or results. Your joy will be like a healing balm to yourself and others in your life. Practice joy in all its wondrous forms. So I work, and it's not work, but work is the wrong word. I practice being happy, being in joy. And I would like all of you to just work at or think about, or when you wake up, be happy, feel happiness. Be in joy with what you do during the day. As you live from happy, you live from your heart and happy, your day will go much easier, even when you're working, for those of you who have a J-O-B. So the last few months I've been able to just stay there and wake up happy and radiate that. And it's really changed my daily outlook on life. So I wanted to share that with you. And so now I'll hand it back to Jody.
So I think we could start just star six. You guys know the drill. I'd love to hear from you guys. Obviously, joy, happy. And, you know, we've worked with that for a long time, but yet how many times a day or a week, Cliff and I still, and we've been doing this for 9 years, just about 9 years, is that we'll call and talk to each other almost every day. There was a while there where we had, you know, life happens, but we do a gratitude list. we do the Intender's Code, and we talk about joy. We talk about what makes us happy, you know, and that started me with the community, you know, a small community, and then, you know, we start building, and there's, you know, other groups, small groups that I have. But joy and happy is something that I know that I've worked on for a long time, and it is a choice, and that's what I've found. So I'm going to open it up to the group. You guys could talk about that. You could talk about the collective. You talk about whatever it is that's important to you right now.
Hi, this is Ginger. And I would I would like to say that I really appreciate Cliff and Jody talking about joy, because I really have not been concentrating or thinking about it, the word or the feeling, and I think I really will do that now. So I thank you for the suggestion and your telling us about it. And also, Jody, I do like your idea of sharing whatever it is our gifts are. I think that would be a great idea. And that's all. Thank you.
Great. Thank you, Ginger.
And let me say one more quick thing. If any of you would like a copy of what I read from Peggy Black, the Be in Joy thing that I just finished reading, I'll
Facebook it?
Yeah, and I can Facebook it. I can post it on Facebook too.
That would be great, Cliff. I'd appreciate it if you would, because that is something I'd love to put on my mirror.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll do that at the end of the week when I get home.
Okay. Anybody else?
This is Sharka. Hi,
hey, Sharka.
Hi, and Jody and Cliff. I'm glad that I was reminded about joy, because lately it's, for me, kind of harder to create joy. But I do my best, but it used to be easier. I don't know exactly why it's more difficult, but it is, so I will put more energy into it. Yet I really appreciate Jody offering, like, people to call you. I don't know if you meant by the phone or by the phone. So how would I would really appreciate to share phone numbers, because I always had friends which I would call and we would talk. And I would kind of like feel like it was like giving and receiving. And lately I lost my friends. And I know it's probably because of what's happening with us that we are growing. And so I'm drawn to different people. And I feel like, yeah, I would like to have phone numbers of people which I can sometimes call and talk to. So I will take your offer, Jody.
Okay. And you know what? I think that's a great addition to that. And I feel comfortable posting my phone number on Facebook. It's a private page. So
yeah,
I
do too. So yeah, I will.
Okay. So I'll post mine. Yeah. And for those of you who want to post theirs, so other people, you know, like, there's been a number of times that I've wanted to reach out and talk to somebody that I remember from a conference or whatever, and I don't know how to get in touch with them. And I know not everybody likes to do Facebook, but if you could just, you know, check in with the Facebook, and, you know, just enough to read and you know, copy phone numbers or maybe add yours. You don't have to be on there all the time, just enough. I think I'll run it all by Joan as well, and make sure it's okay. But I don't mind having my email address out there to share with everybody too. And I know that when we all get together at the conference, maybe we can find a way of either posting a sheet if you want, you know, something like that, or we'll figure something out. Somebody come up with some ideas how we can all maybe hand each other phone numbers, or, you know, play a phone number tag game or something simple.
Yeah, I think it's a good idea. Thank you for that. Yeah. I'll post mine too. I don't hide my phone numbers or emails. I don't mind if people have it. Actually, I would appreciate if people would call me.
Great. That's a thank you for adding to the suggestion. I appreciate that. That See, that's how co-creation begins and then builds and becomes magnificent. So cool.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Susie.
Hey, Susie.
Hello. I think these are some wonderful ideas, and I would like to join in with my name and information also. And I love the what you were saying, Cliff, about Peggy Black's Living in Joy. And I think along with that, I'm checking in more and more every day aware of being aware. Where am I right now? Where am I placing my attention? Am I in joy? Am I out there somewhere? You know, am I putting my energy out and not paying attention to what's going on where I'm at right now, where I'm being affected without even knowing it, or draw my attention and awareness in where I can be in my space and be in my awareness, aware of being aware, so I can come from that place of joy and exude that to those around me. So that's just what I wanted to share. I like just feeling that connection I have with others when I do that. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. Because I know what you mean. It's a warm and fuzzy.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
Well, if everybody's going to be shy.
Hey, Joey.
Hey, Jody. Hi, Cliff.
Hey.
Hi, everybody.
Hey.
You know, it's one of my favorites. And, even back before, I got in Mastering Alchemy, and I was into writing gratitude lists and things like that. And, I could turn my whole life around, it seemed like, in 5 minutes. I could certainly turn my whole attitude around in 5 minutes just by focusing on what I had to be grateful for. You know, we've got this magical magnifying mind, and whatever we focus on gets bigger and bigger and bigger, and that's where we get the old saying about making mountains out of molehills, but the good news is if you focus on what's good and what's going right in your life, what you have to be grateful for, that grows and grows and grows. And it's not just perception. I mean, we really literally draw more good stuff to us, and I firmly believe that, and that's, and I've experienced that, and I know it's part of how I ended up here. And, joy and gratitude and happiness, just bringing yourself up into those emotions, those vibrations, those frequencies, that's an ascension. You're ascending in frequency. It's really, ascension can be, that simple. And let's not, forget the seven words either. Capable, certain, happy, commanding, presence, graciousness. And by holding, those vibrations, for me, holding the vibrations within myself just changes everything. And it's part of mastery, and we're at the point now, where we are capable of this. And it's required of us now. It's the pity parties, that's the past life. We don't go there anymore. What we're going through, what the world's going through, we are required to step into our mastery, and that's to be able to hold our vibration and being up in joy and stuff like that. And there's going to be some stuff going on, and we're going to be, asked to walk around with a smile on our face, and that might be overstating just a tad, but we're not going to be, we're going to feel it inside, and we're going to have to walk around and still feel the love in our hearts, with all the stuff that's going to be going down. And it's important for the world that we do this, and it's just great service. One more thing I want to say about joy, there's a healing modality that they use in Japan, and I don't know what it's called, but the practitioners, what they teach them to do is to just be in joy, you know, and they hold this high state of joy. And by, you know, and like a team of three of them will go, you know, around the hospital and visit patients and just hold this high state of joy. And just by doing that, they heal people. I mean, of, you know, physical, you know, maladies, literally. And if we do that for ourselves, you know, hold that joy in our bodies, we're going to heal ourselves. Certainly, we're going to stop the aging process and the disease process and everything like that. So, this is a big, big topic, and it's way more, it's more than an emotion. It's a healing frequency. It's
thank
ascension
you,
frequency. Yeah. And thank you, thank you for putting it out there. I mean, it's I think sometimes we just don't realize how important it is, and for where we are, where we want to go, it's of the utmost importance. So, yeah, thanks.
You think it's, would you say it was it is displaying mastery?
Absolutely.
It seems as simple as it is. You know, I mean, everybody think about your days today. And how many times did you smile? How many times did we exchange smiles? And if you never left the house, how many times did you smile in the mirror? And it feels really good. I had a very busy day, and I can recall six people that I smiled to that smiled back, or we had conversation, just chit chat in a high vibration. And I'm looking back, I'm reflecting on my day, and, you know, like Sharka said, it was Susie that said, you know, look at yourself looking at yourself, or, you know, being aware. Yeah, exactly. And when we're being aware of being aware, if I'm being aware of being aware and I'm in joy, does that amplify? I think that's how it works, right? Tenfold. I don't know. I'm just making this up because it feels right, but it feels good, isn't that what it counts?
Well, then you're acknowledging yourself and you're acknowledging and all that. Yeah, absolutely.
I want to say something here for those of you who Jody and I get on the phone. We try to do it every morning, but we get on the phone. And we read what's called the Intenders Code, 10 Intentions for a Better World. And she'll read the first one, and I'll read the second. And the next day, I'll start. And so we do that, and then we do gratitude. And that's how Jody and I like to start the day. And when you, like Joe said, when you do gratitude first thing in the morning, it really sets the tone for your day. And so, you know, if you have somebody else in the program that you're close with that you can call up, you know, call up and, you know, what are you grateful for today? Really, when Jody and I really miss it when we don't do it.
Anybody else want to share? And I would agree, it is important. Even to say, even if you look in the mirror and you say your affirmations, you know, those days, I think for me that even brought up better feeling thoughts, whatever, you know, we've gotten here in many, many different ways. And I don't know, you guys want to share some of the other things that you do to bring yourselves into joy? I'd love to hear them. Or something else.
Yeah, I'd like to share. I'd like to give a different perspective on this with mastery, this, Joanne. And the way I play with it is being really clear about my alignment. And for me, you know, it was said that joy, it's not the emotional state of joy, like the application of joy to cover up anything, right? Because we can shift in the moment to that. But there's still, it feels like for me, there is a lot of releasing of old energetics from different timelines, from cellular memory, And, you know, sometimes I don't even know where it's coming from. Mm-hmm. And I feel like the fine-tuning of the mastery that I'm being asked to hold is be in the alignment and have that alignment be the stable state with which I can actually meet and be and move through these energetics that are coming up. So the state of joy is part of the alignment, right? It's not a, you know, like an euphoric feeling so much as it's part of that stability that I can hold while meeting these other energetics. So I just wanted to put that little bit of mix in there in terms of not to, for me, I'm not afraid of the darker energies that are coming up, or I'll say darker, I don't mean it that way, but they're energies that may not feel like joy. they feel, mm-hmm. you know, dense.
Right.
But I'm able to meet them and move through that. So I just wanted to kind of add that.
Oh, that's a beautiful, that's like, I saw it as another layer of it. That's beautiful. Awesome. So, yeah.
It's really it's a fine-tuning of mastery, because before I could get caught in those energetics, right? But as the alignments build and the unity, you know, we're zipping up all these separations so that we're the wholeness, the nuances and the ability to meet these other energies are there. And I feel like that's really of service, because there's a lot of humanness that goes on. Like, I feel like I'm really meeting humanness for the first time, where it's not separate from in any way. And that means that some of the transitory energies are moving through, or to really get that being human is very different from, for me, it's very different from, you know, my channeling or my out-of-body states. So mm-hmm. to have the recognition of what it is to be human and what flows through, and have the mastery of allowing myself to meet the human flows as well as the energetic flows. If that makes sense, I know that's
oh, of course. Anyway, and thank you for pointing that other layer out, because it's yes, I see what you're saying. It's beautiful. Well said. I think well said.
Thanks.
And my point in all this, in bringing this up, of course, is, If you're happy, if you're staying in the energy during your day, you're gonna manifest a lot better than if you're working on manifesting. Come from the heart and manifest from the heart in what you do when you're working on manifesting whatever it is. If you bring joy and happy into that, you're going to be more successful at it. That's my point.
And on the side note, I have noticed how it works in your life. And yes, I see how that works too. Go ahead, Jeff.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know, yeah, right, because we create from the mental emotional body. That's the main engine we create from. And so, just like you said, Cliff, you know, I mean, if you're in self-pity or misery or guilt or shame or all that, I mean, well, good luck with your creation, man. probably not going to like this. I want to create from joy and happiness and gratitude and certain and capable and all that good stuff.
Yeah, I like that. There's a thing. Oh, I'll think of it in a minute. Sorry.
Okay.
My brain.
Yeah, that happens a lot to me too lately. It's like, whoosh. Words? What? What? You got to put words together? You have to mean something? So anybody else want to share? I'd love to hear.
I was trying to say. So, worry is, and this is more from Abraham Hicks, worry is using your imagination to create something you don't want. I like that one.
So I'm curious, this is Joanne again, I'm curious if, like, when we have these things arise in our life, like worry or whatever, fear, what I feel like we're talking about here is our ability to be present with that energy. The alternative is to reject it as bad and then shift to, okay, choose something different. Yes, and. So I'm curious about how we deal with those pieces. Like, I'm going to share a little piece that I had an experience this morning. I kept getting pulled off, and I have some things going on with my horse right now, and so I kept getting pulled off in the situation with the people at the barn. And inside, I was feeling like, oh, you know, a really pulling energy. I really wanted to move into blame. Okay, that was the energy that was being projected at me, and that's what I was wanting to, I wanted to meet it with blame. And so I became really curious about it, and because that feeling of blame didn't feel good in my body. And underneath it, just in my quiet time, I was asking, okay, here's the blame, now what? And I follow it. I follow the blame, and underneath the blame was fear. And I follow it energetically, not with my mind. And I work through it because my desire is not to move into blame. That's not where I want to play. So I'm asking for the alternative to that in my life. And at that point, for me to choose joy would have been not to acknowledge what was actually going on underneath. There was a part of me that needed my loving attention, which was this part that really wanted to blame. So I'm curious, and what ended up happening is I was able to meet through the acknowledgement, like meeting the energies, and through the acknowledgement, it shifts. I move the light or that love moves through that, and the pull on me to blame or to move into those energies isn't there anymore, and it kind of opens the way for a new possibility. So I'm just curious about other people's experiences around. For me, that's the mucking about in everyday life, right? These things come up, and I'm curious about how others play.
Well, you know, a simple way that I deal with situations like that is going back to the gratitude list. If I got something that's not going my way, and I just look, okay, what do I have to be grateful for here? And just start focusing on what's good, what I can find good about the situation. And all of a sudden, as soon as I start focusing on that, well, it ain't so bad after all. Look at all this I have to be grateful for, you know. And a car broke down. Well, I've got a car, you know. I've got money to get it fixed. Yeah, you know, I might even have the skill to fix it myself. Things like that. So that's just a simple way to do it, but don't, you know, underestimate the power of it. And I think I could probably say more, but I think I'm just going to wait until everybody else says. But good stuff, Joanne. Yeah, I absolutely agree.
Hi, this is Sandy.
Hey, Sandy.
Hi. I wanted to thank you for the topic because it is pertinent for this time. And also, I wanted to say thank you to Joanne and Joe as well, because I like the gratitude list, Joe. Because it really makes a big difference when you're facing difficult times. And as master, I'm finding that the mastery that we have gleaned, I think, that we're still aligning with and seeding in ourselves, in our divine self, really is huge, more than we realize sometimes. And just so you know, my husband's in the hospital trying to fight for his life right now with chemo. And so I realize I go there every day and with a smile on my face. Cliff, I liked your part with that. And the nurses and the doctors and everybody who is caring for him, they just are uplifted because I'm... That alignment that we have been given really does work, and it makes a huge difference. So, Joe, I liked the part that you were teaching about holding the high state of joy that the Japanese people did, and they can go to the hospitals and heal people. Well, I'm finding people all around that are my husband's friends are falling apart, and I'm trying to help them find the gratitude and the joy of and open up to what is actually happening to him, and that it's really a good thing. And he hasn't decided, it's pretty clear, he hasn't decided what he wants to do, but the pain is just enormous, and I can't even imagine. He's just got some things to face, and I just am there to hold the energy so that he, and allow him to do what he has to do, whatever choice he makes, and not interfere with his free will. And sometimes that's really hard. But inside me, we have learned to hold that mastery and that Christed light. Boy, does that make a huge difference. So sometimes you might hear it in my voice. I'm not, you know, it's kind of a difficult period, but I see the opportunities, you know, that surround that issue. So it's all a good thing. So thank you very much.
Thank you for sharing. And if you would like to put out a request for us to send you some additional love and support, energetic love and support, that would be, I would be more than happy to add my energy into yours if you would like. And I think what I'm hearing people say here is that the eighth ray is application, whether it's overlighting, overshadowing. I don't think in our mastery that any of us are suppressing what's there or denying the feelings that are coming up or the situation that are coming up. And I love hearing all of the different applications. You know, it's like we're reaching into that field of all possibilities, and we're choosing whatever feels right for the next stage of my of our own individual growth. And we're all going to be different. We're all going to, you know, thank God. Thank God we're all going to be different. But, you know, I see a lot of mastery in who we're all becoming. And I want to validate, and I want to really express the joy that I feel when I'm surrounded in the crucible with such masters, and how we all go about whatever is in front of us in our life. And, you know, for me, if it doesn't work, if I do something and it doesn't work, I am very fluid to stop and try something different. You know, I'm not stuck.
I'm sorry.
No.
The definition of insanity came to mind right there.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. So anybody else have some sharing? There's still, I know we started late, so I would love to hear some more additions to share our mastery.
This is Terry. I had an experience last week. I'm having to probate a will, and so you have to go to the courthouse, which mm-hmm. I don't know anybody that likes to go to the courthouse. But anyways, the lady that I had to sit down to talk to was really on guard, and she had a bad experience with some people and stuff. And what I did was I was extra pleasant and joyful, and she lightened up and really bent over backwards to help me and took a little pen and marked everything I needed to, you know, to do, to sign on the paper and stuff like that, because all that paperwork's really confusing. And so I just found that, you know, like somebody said earlier, you know, when you go to the store and checkout girl's having a bad day, but you come in line and you joke with her a little bit and you smile and laugh, and you see the smile on her face too. And that happened with this lady, and it's really kind of fun to do. I guess it's to uplift somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And so I like the topic of joy too, and I think, like Joe said, gratitude goes hand in hand with joy.
That's really cool, because you made a difference in that gal's life that day. You brought her energy up, and you brought some happy into her life. And, you know, that's what we're doing out there. That's how we are sharing the energies that we've taken all these years to learn to get to this place. Going out there and sharing yourself and your experience with other people and doing what she just talked about, you know, it made a difference in somebody else's life that day. And
would you say that was fifth dimensional space? That the dinner party energy?
Sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and Sandy doing the same thing. And with doctors and
people, yeah,
at the hospital, which in turn, it's contagious. And even Joanne, I think that's fifth dimensional, because we're not in denial. We're accepting, acknowledging, embracing. And I think the ultimate is not to get stuck in the non-joy. I mean, you know, I don't think there's a word non-joy, but you know what I mean. I look at it in upside-down ways, but that's cool. I remember when we were taught that every step, every thought, every minute, you know, every energetic step that we take on the earth is capable of altering the earth. And you start looking at it, it's like, it's not so much that I think I'm capable of altering the earth, is that I know I'm altering the earth. And what do I choose to alter it? What direction? Because I could be miserable just as easily. Sometimes it's easier to be miserable. And that step will also continue with misery. I mean, you know, I really think that it's huge to notice that we acknowledge ourselves in wherever it is that we are, and that we're in choice. And so that being aware of being aware, if I could just remind myself, I am aware of how I am at any given point. And I think that's part of the teaching that we had last week. It's kind of interwoven in all of that. And that is to really look at your mastery, to really step into our mastery, being aware, and, you know, so.
You know, sometimes it's just as simple as smiling in the checkout line, you know, at the grocery store or whatever, and, you know, smiling and joking with the cashier or whatever. You know, it's sometimes it's just that easy.
Well, and it's a choice. Sometimes I've been maybe making something in the kitchen and I stirred the bowl too much and stirred it off the counter and it plopped on the floor and made a mess or something. And instead of saying, oh, shit, look what I did, I've got to clean this up, you know, a lot of times I just laugh and say, oh, boy, I hate that I made this big mess. You know, it's just laugh and smile, because done is done. You're going to clean it up anyway, so you can either be upset about it or you can just laugh at yourself. Oops.
Or you could be grateful you have three dogs.
Yeah, true.
To lick it up for you. Yeah, there you go. We were needing to feed the dogs anyway, right?
Yeah. I love what you said about smiling at the clerks. I have what I call a smile campaign. And I smile a lot at the street. And I was, in my old house, I would walk down the path every morning. And this man would be riding to work on his bike morning and evening. And I would smile at him, and he would, like, his face would be really kind of grouchy and closed. And this went on for about a year. And then finally one day he turned and he smiled and he said hello. And I was like, oh, my God, that was such a joy at the peace. And the other part for me was to really notice in myself if I had an expectation of the person smiling back at me. And if I did, then, you know, that was mine to work with. So there were a couple of things. I've played with another piece of when I'm with, like, out and about, I'll say to people, have a magical day. And the responses that I get are incredible. Like, it's an incredible range, like, them looking
have
at
a great
like,
day.
Thought, yeah, I use the word magical because not a lot of people do, right? So it was, what I feel like we're talking about here is how do we take this mastery that we've embodied and continue to embody and then share it in the world in very fun ways and see what unfolds. So, anyway.
Yeah.
Amen.
Well said.
You know, when you go out into doing whatever you're doing, like she said, have a magical day. You know, when you, like she said about, you know, at court, you know, this gal bent over backwards to help her out. You know, it goes back to that old saying, you know, you catch more flies with honey than you do with vinegar. You know, people will go out of their way to help you if you're nice to them. It's just that simple.
Well, I would like to share an awareness that I had the other day along that line, too. And somebody had said something that, and I'm really focusing on looking at beliefs that are just random beliefs that are out there that'll be thrown, you know, on a day-to-day, minute-to-minute, random. And somebody said, well, that's humanity. You know, they'll kill each other and they're rotten to the core. And I thought to myself, that's not true. And that wasn't, you know, in my opinion, that wasn't true. I don't agree with that. I didn't argue. I didn't say anything. But I contemplated it in my inner conversation, and I talked to myself, and I said, you know, that is a belief I don't, you know, that I don't buy into. There was a time I thought that was true. But if I look at it in reality, is that it really isn't us. It's not us. It's not our choice to be nasty and hateful and to rape Mother Earth and to strip the Earth of its resources. That's learned behavior of an elite few with an, you know, offset agendas. That is not humanity. That is not who I am. And then I was able, you know, then I totally, like, I felt my shoulders going back. And it was a conscious awareness that said, no, I'm not part of that belief system. I don't believe in that. I see clearly that humanity as a whole is not the ones that is out there being harmful. We've been directed that way. And my job in the ascension is to change that. Me first. You know, and I just went, like, there was this little skip in my step, you know, as I just kind of bebopped in my own business, you know. And it's that internal joy where there wasn't joy, where there was suppression, or there was not. And just kind of a little shift. And, you know, just kind of in closing here, I really, really want to say that I feel so happy that I'm a part of this group and that I'm a part of this crucible and I'm a part of this collective. And
And I see everybody bettering themselves and working so hard to make that change. And finally being able to feel and to relax into it and to have a little bit of peace and joy. And even in the midst of chaos around us. And it really is an honor to be a part of this group. So, in closing, that's my closing, and I'd like everybody or anybody else to come in and just say their piece and say their goodnights, maybe all at once, individually.
You know, I just want to say, Sandy, you know, I continue to hold you in love. I just got you wrapped in a great big soul hug right now, all the way from here to there. And if there's anything I can do, you know, please call on me, you know, physically, etherically, soul, I'll be there. And, I'm like you, Jody, so grateful. You know, sometimes I still wonder, wow, you know, what did I do to end up being part of this, man? Talk about blessed. I am very, very grateful to be part of this collective. Thank you all.
Amen. Me too.
I want to thank you so much, Steve and Georgie and everybody else. And I also feel honored to be a part of this group. Thank you. Thank you and good night.
Thanks for the good work.
Bye.
Ditto, ditto, and ditto.
Thank you.
Good night.
Thank you, everyone.
Ditto.
Good night.
Yes, thank you all. Love you.
Good night.
Good night.
Bye.
Extra
good
love,
night.
Andy.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, good night everybody. Blessings.
Thank you.
Love you, everybody.
Thank you.
Blessings.
Good night. Lovely topic. So enjoyed it. Blessings to all.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a wonderful call. Thank you.